We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bipartisan talks to try and reach a deal to prevent another government shutdown appear to have broken down over the weekend.
Imagine that. We were just, what was it? Last week we were hearing is 85-95% certain there won't be a shutdown. What changed, Stephen Portnoy?
Oh, fellas. All right, look. yesterday we heard from Richard Shelby, the top Republican who is representing the Senate in these bipartisan talks in conference to hammer out an agreement to avoid a government shutdown that would start on Friday night if there isn't a deal. He described the talks as stalled, and the hang-up seems to be a late demand by Democrats for a significant reduction in the number of detention beds that ICE agents can use to house those caught in the middle of the country and are set up to be deported. The administration says that this is essentially a backdoor effort to abolish ICE. Democrats say that their aim is to more keenly focus ICE on the dangerous, violent criminals and not illegal immigrants who have committed no other crime than crossing the border illegally. The administration's position on this is to say that there is zero tolerance for illegal immigration and essentially no threshold, similar to what the Obama administration set in place, where only illegal immigrants who committed violent offenses were the priorities for deportation. This administration has essentially said there should be no distinction. So that's where things stand at this late date. And by the way, today was the target for a signed conference report to overcome possible procedural hurdles in the House and Senate to get the bill on the president's desk by Friday to avoid a government shutdown. So where this stands right now, once again, we have a big question mark as the president heads to El Paso, Texas tonight for a political rally.
Do we expect he's going to have anything to say in El Paso about whether he's going to do this emergency declaration?
It'll be very interesting to watch. You know, the chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, has indicated, he did it yesterday in an interview on Fox News, that the president is prepared and that they've essentially already looked across the federal government for money that the president could use. The president and his Republican allies have described this as a perfectly legal thing to do. They've also suggested it wouldn't be unprecedented. But Democrats surely see it differently. And the idea that the president could simply decide to declare a national emergency and pull money from various accounts because Congress didn't do what he wanted to do will pose political challenges for the president and ultimately prompt legal challenges if he does go through with it. But the White House seems rather confident that the president could go forward with this.
Thank you, Stephen Portnoy. Our eyes and ears in the nation's capital.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.